the FNB Commercial Property Finance 2021 Market Outlook report suggests that higher commercial property vacancy rates are likely to be the reality for the next couple of years, given that it's expected that it will take some time before gross domestic product levels reach what they were prior to COVID-19 hitting our shores. And even then, the sector was already under pressure. Well, to flesh out the issues for us, I'm joined on the line by John Luce. He's a property strategist at FNB Commercial. Thank you so much for joining us, John. Now, you're forecasting that the all property vacancy rate will be at 8% for this year. It will then jump to 11% in 2021 and a whopping 13% in 2022. So you see things getting much worse before they get better, even though the economy is expected to grow in the next year and beyond.
Yes, Nompu. So I think the trick is that where people can be fooled is they look at forecast growth rates, and we expect 3.3% GDP growth next year after minus 8% this year. And the problem with that minus 8 is that even if you get 3.3% off that, you're not getting back to GDP level in a hurry that you were in 2019. And in 2019, we already didn't have enough GDP to drive enough commercial property space demand to stem the tide of rising vacancies. They're already rising then. So if you go back, if you start growing, but you stay at a GDP level below 2019, which we're forecasting, then I would suggest that, you know, there's even less aggregate or overall demand for commercial property space in all likelihood, and a continuation of the rise in vacancy rates, possibly even at a faster rate.
So given what you say, what then is the forecast for rentals and the ability of property owners to get escalations?
Well, the income knock may not be as severe as what it might turn out to be this year because of that severe lockdown rental income knock, where a lot of tenants had no income and got some sort of payment relief or couldn't pay. TPN data shows us that that was quite severe. But so going forward, it might not be as severe as that, but income on property will still be under pressure, we believe, from declining market rentals in a rising vacancy situation. So stays under pressure and therefore continues the property value correction into next year.
So when you dissect the commercial property sector, you know, in terms of office, retail, industrial, which segments appear to be most under pressure?
I think of the big three, if you take smaller ones as well, it's I think hotels and leisure. But if you given the severity of the lockdowns on them and probably the wariness of you know, the limits on foreign tourists coming in and so on. But if you take the big three, retail, industrial and office space, I think that the two which you'll be fighting it out to be the weakest will be office and retail. Online retail does challenge retail, but remote working challenges office.
Yeah.
And both obviously are challenged by a severely weak economy. So, I think that possibly it's a tough call. The one thing that is also against retail is that its affordability has deteriorated far more over the past 2.5 decades. Far more extreme rental inflation, operating cost inflation, and deep inflation in values in retail property than was the case in industrial and office space. So that counts against retail along with a weak consumer, and weak demand will count against office space. So I think those two challenge each other quite closely for the, if you could call it the wooden spoon, the weaker sectors. Industrial, I think, is in a better space, less challenged by technology, not entirely unchallenged, but less challenged. And it's the most affordable form of property as well.
So
less pressure on the tenant population from its high rentals, as would be the case in retail.
So given the dynamics in the commercial property space, are we likely to see a depression in property prices? And perhaps for your more opportunistic investors, this may be an ideal time for them to take advantage of lower property prices, given the lower interest rate environment as well.
I think so. I mean, I think that it's become a significantly better investment opportunity. We've already seen noticeable value deflation this year to date, and so we I expect a sort of an 8% average depreciation, 7% in values this year, and then another 9% next year. So that's, you know, when all is said and done, possibly close to 15% over a 2-year period. So, you know, that does make it, that much more attractive. And, you know, for investing in REITs as well, the listed property sector, we've had a massive correction in the listed index too. I think it was about 20% correction prior to this year already, and then a big 50% drop since the beginning of this year to date. So even that has become a better sort of opportunity if REITs are what tickles your fancy than was the case previously.
Yeah, in terms of that, investing in REITs, we had Nissan Nair earlier of Sasfin Security speaking to us, and he was saying that he would steer clear for now. I know that you don't normally speak in a capacity as a market analyst, but you are au fait with it. What are your thoughts about it? Because you understand the economics, and obviously if you're investing for the long haul, is it an area that you would invest in?
Well, I never give people advice and say buy or don't buy, but I mean, I think it's become a, you know, given the massive correction that they've had, I think it certainly is a better investment opportunity than 2 years ago. You know, a few years ago, I was suggesting to certain people that this thing's overheated and that wouldn't be the time to invest. Whereas now, you know, trading below their net asset values in many cases, you know, a lot better. It's tough to say where the bottom is. You know, you never see the bottom until afterwards. And of course, you know, I just you know, because it might be a better buying opportunity, I don't think they're going to perform wonderfully, you know, in the near term. I think it's going to take a few years before they start picking up speed. The first thing that will have to happen is those physical property values underpinning the REITs would have to correct, and they correct a lot more slowly. So I think there's a process, but that's where we are at the moment.
John, thank you so much for your time. As always, John Luce, he's a property strategist at F&B Commercial.